You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A few days ago, the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission presented an oral hearing for its recent submission on the Pyota Healthy Futures Bill. The bill will look to address existing inequities within the system and meet the needs who are underserved by this system. I spoke to Tammy Allen, the CEO of Changing Minds and a board member of the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission, on the matter. So can you tell me a bit about the Pyota Healthy Futures Bill that you guys did the oral presentation for?
Yeah, certainly. So the Pyota Bill, amongst other things, is going to be doing things like disestablishing district health boards and health promotion agency and setting up new agencies that look at all of health, like Health New Zealand, you might have heard of, and the Māori Health Authority. So it's basically looking at large structural reforms across the health system that will contribute to better health and wellbeing outcomes for everyone.
Can you tell me about some of the inequities we see within the health sector in general?
So, I mean, basically, we think the bill is a good one. However, it needs quite a lot of work to ensure we're not just looking, because there's quite a lot of our communities that are currently underserved by our health system. And so, I mean, what we've said quite openly is that the current delivery of our health services is systemically racist. So what that means is not the people working within them, but the way the systems operate that can discriminate and prejudice against certain parts of our communities that are underserved. So those are our Māori and Pacific populations, and our rainbow and Asian communities who are growing in numbers but don't have a lead agency to advocate for their needs. So we want the bill strengthened to make sure that those communities have better equitable outcomes.
As well as this, we also see similar inequities within the mental health system for Māori, Pacifica, Asian communities, as well as LGBTQ communities. Can you tell me about that?
So the bill talks about all of health. So one of the things that we have advocated for really strongly is that there is no health without mental health. And because of those inequities that you just spoke of, we want the bill to make explicit reference of mental health and wellbeing as being prioritised within that. And to do that and to correct some of those inequities, we believe explicitly it has to be mentioned that Māori have to be represented at a governance level, that Māori need to have that power in the system that reflects and balances that power that the Crown currently have. And to do that, the organisations and providers within the public health system need to understand and recognise and reflect our, you know, our national need to uphold Te Tiriti o Waitangi. So that, and that reflects what we need for some of our other underserved populations as well, that we want to see the populations our health system is currently underserving reflected in the governance of those large organisations, not just simply consulted on, which is how the bill currently proposes the wording.
So I guess with, so under Pyota, it's a much more almost sophisticated approach to health issues rather than just normal consultations like we've done. There's dedicated agencies now for those issues.
Yeah, I think our critique of the bill, generally, we like the direction of structural reform, but our critique of it is how are we going to implement that? You know, and mental health is fairly invisible as a priority in the bill because they're talking of all of health, but the government has already made a commitment that mental health and wellbeing needs to be a focus, so that needs to be explicit in the bill if it's going to continue year after year in perpetuity. I mean, as you know, one every single year, one in five of us will experience a mental illness or addiction diagnosis, distress. Up to 80% of New Zealanders tell us that they experience distress or addiction challenges in their lifetime. You know, that's most of the country. And, you know, regardless of our suicide statistics, 20,000 people attempt to take their life. And health is such an enormous burden if we're going to silo out physical health needs with our mental health and wellbeing needs. They need to actually be combined. And we've asked the bill to look at how they're going to strategically make sure that there's a monitoring of cross-agency efforts. And what I mean by cross-agency is that we know that, you know, your mental health and wellbeing and physical health and wellbeing aren't just something that comes and goes, but they're affected by social determinants, economics, the financial determinants, the commercial interests of the wider sector and how that plays on our mental health and well-being, and just the wider environmental determinants of health. We think that that kind of writing needs to be implemented inside the bill.
Yeah.
Because otherwise cohesiveness and collaboration doesn't happen, if you know what I mean. It remains siloed and we get, you know, specialists concentrating on particular areas rather than a holistic system that all of our whānau and communities out there tell them that they need.
Now, does a bill like this come at a more significant time due to such uncertainty within society, you know, with a very lengthy lockdown last year plus Omicron? So does it come more timely than ever?
Absolutely. You know, we all know when we've heard over and over again that mental health is one of our greatest health burdens in Aotearoa, and that it disproportionately impacts Māori and other disadvantaged groups that have already been disadvantaged for other things, including COVID-19. So we've heard a lot about vaccination being an issue for our Māori and Pacific populations in particular. It's also a huge issue for us, for those who have lived experience of mental health and addiction issues, because they are the ones that are the most vaccine hesitant because of the trust that they have in the system as a whole. So we know that mental health, because of COVID-19, needs even more focus.
Is there anything else you want to add in terms of anything else you think people should know about this bill?
I think overall we should feel very positive about the bill. I think the fact that the Select Committee are hearing lots of different views on how it can be strengthened, we expect to see those views being implemented. We'd love to see a health and wellbeing plan being part of what the future health system does that will be entrenched in the bill. So I think that overwhelmingly people can feel that it's positive reform. Reform doesn't happen unless it's embedded in legislation. So this is a positive step towards the future that we all need. We just want to make sure that mental health and wellbeing is explicitly stated in the bill, because otherwise the physical aspects of health can sometimes be dominant and mental health and wellbeing can be siloed out.
Mm.
So I guess if we were asking people to kind of advocate for that, it would be to look at advocating for, you know, the governance of those populations that most need that focus, and that, you know, structural changes alone aren't going to be the answer. We need the whole system to be able to work with other parts of the system in order for those changes to stay, really, to stick.
That was Tammy Allen, the CEO of Changing Minds and a board member for the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission on the Paiora Healthy Futures Bill. If you are struggling with any mental health issues, please be sure to let someone know. That could be your local GP, or you could phone Healthline at 0800 611 116.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.